The Sheep Expo still going strong. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. In Cookeville this week, once again, there are hundreds of 4-H'ers and FFA members taking part in a long-time tradition, the 36th Annual Tennessee Junior Livestock Exposition.
Market steers and market lambs are sold at a premium, and when I say a premium, real market value, about a dollar a pound most years. We got well over $5, I think almost $6 a pound average on those 80 lambs at our sale, so we got a lot of lawyers and doctors and business people that come and support that every year, and we worked that pretty hard, and it's paid off for us.
Larry Darnell is an extension agent from Williamson County who says his county has continued to be one of the leaders at the Junior Livestock Expo events. This week at the Sheep Expo, they have 36 kids showing some 80 head of sheep. It's also been a long-time tradition for 17-year-old Andy Ligon of Wilson County.
I started showing sheep mainly because we raise sheep ourselves. We have about 130 ewes we run on a farm. So I've actually started showing hogs since I was 2 years old. And so I got in a real good feeling of showing animals. And so since I figured we had some pretty good sheep, I started noticing when I was judging livestock when I was little, and I thought I had a pretty good shot of showing sheep. So that's how I started showing sheep when I was about 7 years old.
Now, Ligon says he'll be showing in the Market Lamb Show today, as he says he hopes he has one more year left to show his sheep, and says it's definitely been worth the time and effort because of the work ethic it teaches and the friends you meet.
When I started showing yearlings, which are your bigger sheep, and so I was pretty small back then, so I remember when I was little, I had to set the feet up with my feet because I couldn't reach the back leg. So I've always enjoyed it since I started when I was 7 years old, and I enjoy it even more each year.
Well, Bonnie, you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.